Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The SEC got underway this past weekend, and boy, it was a good weekend for the Pac-12 in the SEC. Mississippi State, led by Mike Leach as the head coach, and former Stanford quarterback KJ Costello. Putting up big wins.
Great. So now the Pac-12 is equivalent to every former Mariner that goes to Tampa Bay to be really good. You have to leave the conference be significant.
Well,
that's where we're going to hang our hat on now.
No. But
so
maybe it'll get a little. Maybe it'll get a little credit to the football playing out west, huh? Yeah.
All I'll give credit to where credit is due. Florida's winning the national title this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they beat Ole Miss?
No. Because they're good. That's my dark horse
good.
Pick.
They're good.
That's my dark horse pick for who could make a championship run. On a serious take, I mean, everybody, you pick Alabama, pick Ohio State, pick Clemson. Those are the easy picks. The quiet team that's going to make the biggest noise in the SEC is going to be Florida.
The fifth-ranked team in the country?
Well, they haven't been there in a long time. This is fair to say. Florida's been, it's been up and down, up and down, up and down. But damn, Mullen has put together a great roster.
He's a great coach.
And they're very, very good now. It's been quite a while since Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer left. But it's been dominated by Georgia and the conversation of Georgia and the conversation of Alabama and Texas A&M was going to be Jimbo Fisher was going to change and everything else. And, of course, now LSU wins a national title with Ed Orgeron, but I think it's Florida's turn.
Well, and think of this one, too. Like, speaking of the Pac-12 on the come up, Georgia beat Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they struggled at the quarterback position, and the big conversation out of Georgia fans is, we need JT Daniels to be healthy. The guy who lost the starting job at USC because JT Daniels didn't play with a knee injury, and they're like, we need JT Daniels.
Yeah.
Another big come up for the Pac-12 there.
You just got to leave the Pac-12 to go be good at anything.
Well, let's positive spin this. Let's positive spin it back.
That is a positive spin for those players.
If you positive spin it back, look, the Pac-12 gets S'd on all the time. They've got talent out here. They got talented coaches. They got talented quarterbacks, at least. Where they always lose it is on the line of scrimmage when they go and they play the SEC teams.
Yeah, you don't have any big dudes. I mean, you have some big dudes, but you don't have enough guys up front.
Well, that's why Oregon is the only ranked team in the top 25. Yes. They're the team that has the dudes up front.
Yep, as they should be. I'm exhausted of hearing Keyshawn Johnson in the morning talk about USC, and if USC ain't winning crap.
Nope.
Okay, no. Sick of that. All right, Key, I know you're biased. You're packed to your one page. But let's be realistic here. Oregon is physically better than USC. Mm-hmm. Enough of the crybaby stuff. You ain't winning anything with USC.
Well, Mike Leach was in rare Mike Leach form after the game as well. And SEC country better get ready for this.
Well, what a welcome back to the SEC for you, Coach. It's a great day for you, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, it's better than average, I'll tell you that. This stadium, there's a lot of ghosts in this stadium, and we played LSU because, you know, New England, Green Bay, and the Chiefs had somebody scheduled, so we played these guys. But I'm really proud of our guys. I thought we played real well. I thought we stuck in there during tough times.
You know, Leach is laughing and making jokes, but look at LSU, though. They're replacing 17 starters from their national championship team a year ago. Their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator.
Right.
They had a ton of turnover.
The still should not get housed like that. But
no.
This is what the air raid does to you when you first see it, because they haven't seen it. You could go ahead and look at it on film. But Washington State, obviously, with Mike Leach, put up silly numbers on people across the country. Their quarterbacks led the country in passing every single year Mike Leach was the head football coach. That's not going to change when he goes to Mississippi. What's going to change for the SEC is that they're not prepared to physically stay on the field like that and see those kind of numbers go up over and over again because he doesn't stop. He doesn't go, well, we're going to try to run the ball this week. That's what SEC coaches do. We're going to try to adjust. LSU had no idea what to do. And first of all, let me throw this one at you, SEC. Guess what you didn't get to do this year? You didn't get to schedule a bunch of warm-up games and patsies to get yourself under control and kind of get your confidence. You went right into conference play. And that's what happens when you go into conference play. You're not prepared for the better teams.
It wasn't just that KJ Costello threw for 623 yards. That is an SEC record.
Staggering.
No matter who it is, who they are playing, and I believe that the two previous records were against Southern Miss, and I think like Georgia Southern, I think were the two teams that the previous passing records were set against. This is the only time in conference play anybody's thrown for, I think, over 500 yards, and it was 623. Mm-hmm. I mean, they abused them, and this is kind of the intrigue about Mike Leach is, what does Mike Leach look like when he has star wide receivers or, you know, high caliber wide receivers?
Oh, they did have good guys.
Washington State.
Yeah, they had good guys.
But how many guys went to the NFL? I think River Craycraft maybe the only guy still kicking around, and yeah, he's a backup guy. Like, yeah, Gabe Marks was a phenomenal college receiver.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But he wasn't a guy that stuck in the NFL. You look back, yep, at his Texas Tech days where he had, you know, Danny Amendola and Wes Welker, mm-hmm, right? Those guys were possession receivers. His best year was when he had Michael Crabtree. They were, yeah, a top five team, and they were damn good, mm-hmm, at, mm-hmm, Texas Tech. Yeah. Now he's got guys that have the ability to be those breakout star wide receivers because he has SEC talent. And you talked about Dan Mullen earlier. Dan Mullen, the seniors on this team were recruited by Dan Mullen,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, he's got talent that is in the senior class.
Shocking.
What is he going to be able to do with that?
Well, it's going to be shocking. It's going to be more about how they recruit their defense, because never have to worry about offensive numbers for Mike Leach. They're going to score on anybody, mm-hmm, in the country. Even Alabama, they're going to score. Alabama gives up points. That's not what this is about. It's going to be about how much do they focus on defense. And when the Cougs are really good, they had Alex Grinch, who's now Oklahoman. Oklahoma's going, oh God, what did we do wrong with that?
Well,
yeah, that's a whole nother story. But if you have that kind of talent on defense and they invest in it a little bit, he's still going to put up crazy numbers. You might stop enough. And that's really what it was about, is you held LSU enough. They couldn't figure it out.
No, I mean, they really couldn't. 44 Gosh, points. Just, and this is, yeah, by the way, a week ago, Mike Leach said, our defense looks better than it did at any point last year.
Yeah.
Boy, that has changed.
Yeah.
That seems like that may be one of the overall...
Was he discussing the Mississippi State Bulldogs or the Cougs?
Yeah.
What was he making a point at?
No. Ed Orgeron was saying the defense was better than at any point last year that he had. And I look at that and I go,
623 yards.
Buddy, Dave Aranda left and you have Bo Pelini come back in, yeah, and Bo Pelini be the defensive coordinator.
Here's what you need to do if you're a quarterback anywhere in the country. If you want to get recognized, if you want to be considered one of the better quarterbacks in the nation, you go play for Mike Leach as a grad transfer. He will get, yeah, every great grad transfer quarterback from here on out. Now, there'll be a couple guys that stay at Ohio State and go to the... But if you're a good quarterback in this country and your program is not named Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State, Mike Leach put it on notice. He got Gardner Minshew a chance to be a starter. Every quarterback that plays for him puts up stupid numbers. KJ Costello is now going to be, he could be a top three round quarterback because of that performance right there.
Boy.
That's what you do.
Well, you got a big win there. And what's up next for Mississippi State? I mean, everybody was saying about the gauntlet that Ole Miss and Mississippi State had to go through. They've Arkansas. Got Arkansas, mm, Kentucky, oh, and then Texas A&M and Alabama in back-to-back,
ooh,
weeks.
So on Halloween. Texter here says Nick Saban will complain about Mike Leach's offense at some point this season. That's 100%. A guarantee.
100%.
Right. Chip Kelly, they're not fair. They're going too fast.
I really don't care what you think.
It's going too fast.
And you know what? Some things that never change is that Mike Leach is still calling plays off a post-it note.
Yep.
I mean, that is the smallest call sheet of all time.
And Great job with his mask, by the way.
Oh, did I?
Not really.
No. Not really. We should not expect Mike Leach to properly wear a mask. Really. No. I mean, we should expect it, but come on, Mike Leach. All right, time to let her rip. Bad beats, bad boss, rough Monday. Case of the Mondays is next. 503-250-1080. Send them our way. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.